Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It is Thursday, September 2nd, 2010. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And boy, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Manny is in the control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, be answering your phone calls and putting you on the air here. Now, once is a disaster. Twice is just plain stupid. We've had another oil rig explode in the Gulf, about 90 miles off the coast of Vermilion Bay. They're calling it, I guess, Vermilion Block 380. And it blew up earlier this morning. 13 people on the rig got into the water. They've accounted for all of them. No fatalities, thank goodness. One person was injured. But everybody is safe, and the rig caught on fire. It has not sunk. Still no word if it's a floating rig or one standing on legs, because they're in shallow water here. But it is confirmed there is an oil slick spreading out from this well, even as I speak right now. So here we have another one. Okay, now after the Deepwater Horizon disaster, which continues and will continue to plague us for decades here, the Minerals Management Service, the United States federal government Minerals Management Service, has had 4 months to go out to the Gulf oil drilling platforms and make certain that they're up to current safety standards to go out there. They've had 4 months to mandate acoustic shutoff valves on all these wells, as is the normal practice in every other oil-producing nation on the face of the planet Earth. They've had 4 months to do that, and they didn't. Maybe they're still in their offices surfing the internet porn and getting hookers from the oil companies, and who knows what, but they have failed their primary task to keep the oil infrastructure safe and operational. Now, President Barack Obama had 400 days before the Deepwater Horizon to go over to the Minerals Management Service and say, you do your job. Because that's Obama's job, to make sure the government works for the American people. And he failed, he failed, he failed. Now, since the Deepwater Horizon disaster, he's had another 4 months to go over to the MMS and say, you do your job. Because that's Obama's job, to make sure the government works for the American people. And where's Obama? Well, he's back there in the Oval Office speechifying about the importance of peace between Israel and Palestine. Obama fiddles while the Gulf of Mexico burns. The man does not know how to do his job for the American people. He's still diddling around with Mideast politics, and nothing's going to be accomplished. You know, the only thing that is there that Obama is waving around as a campaign flag for November is they actually talk to each other. Netanyahu actually said hello to Abbas. Oh, my good. Let's look at that on the instant replay. It represents a major success in America's foreign policy that Netanyahu actually spoke and said hello to Abbas. Netanyahu's already said that the only thing they'll discuss during these meetings is how to keep the illegal settlers safe from attack by the Palestinians whose homes they're bulldozing. That is the entire substance of these first direct talks. In other words, nothing's going to be done. And, of course, the democratically elected leaders of the Palestinians are not invited to these talks. I mean, we just got done hearing this bovine excrement shoveled at us that we succeeded in Iraq because we brought those people democracy. And yet the democratically elected leaders of the Palestinians are excluded from this discussion between Benjamin Netanyahu and the imposed puppet ruler of the West Bank, Abbas, who is not there to fight for the Palestinian people. He's just there to put more money in his own pocket and get his photo ops with the President of the United States. Not that that's such a big selling point anymore. So that's what's going on there, and we're coming down to the end of our first short segment here. A reminder, our phone number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Manny's sitting in the control room waiting for you to call. We'll be right back. We got so much stuff to talk about today. Stay tuned.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this most recent oil drilling rig explosion. When it first happened, they had a spokesman for the oil company, which is in the middle of an acquisition right now. They came on and said, well, we don't think it was a producing well. And, of course, the first thing I said is if you've had an explosion, then you're into the gas and oil. And you had a kick, which is what causes these blowouts. And again, it's the same mechanism that led to the Deepwater Horizon disaster. Now, this doesn't appear to be anywhere near as bad. As of the last report, the oil rig is still intact on the surface, and the fire was not as great as it was certainly for the Deepwater Horizon well. But what it underscores is that the federal government, the MMS, and Barack Obama have not learned anything from this last disaster. They're still going on business as usual. They are not going down there to do their job to say, look, guys, you know, we can't go on blowing up rigs like this and killing off all the fish and destroying the economy of the Gulf just so that British Petroleum or whoever in this case stock is going to go up a few pennies. It just doesn't work that way. And like I said, there's already an oil sheen. They've confirmed there's an oil sheen. Oil is escaping from this rig. And so the bottom line is now they're finally backing up and saying that, yes, it was in production. It's actually oil and gas is coming up from below and presumably is now leaking out of some kind of damage on the pipe. There's supposed to be a blowout preventer down there on the ocean floor, whether they can get to it or not. You know, we'll see how this develops. Right now, my sense is this is not as bad as the Deepwater Horizon disaster, but it could get worse. And certainly, coming hard on the heels of the Deepwater Horizon, my sympathies go out to everybody who's living on that Gulf Coast. They're already dealing with this mess. Which reminds me, British Petroleum has now backpedaled on their oft-repeated claim that there is no oil in Pensacola Bay. Apparently, a lot of private citizens are going down with their pitchforks and hoes and buckets and whatever, and they're just fishing the stuff out. And they're taking it in and saying, look, this is in our bay. And for a while there, British Petroleum and NOAA and EPA were saying, oh, well, that's just algae, and that's just mud, and that's just... And you guys don't know the difference between oil and mud. And finally, as the laboratory analysis starts to pile up, British Petroleum is now backing off and saying, yeah, okay, it's there. Our own people have found it, and yeah, I guess there's oil in Pensacola Bay. Now, the new concern, going back over to the old blowout disaster as opposed to today's blowout disaster, the federal government is now acknowledging something that a lot of very astute observers have been emailing into What Really Happened, calling into the show, the fact that the top of the well that we see being capped on TV, and we're still going over whether that's well A or well B, but whatever it is, it's bent. It's not just the capping stack being tilted. The physical top of the well is bent, indicating a serious weakness to the pipe down below. Now, they're going to actually pull the cap off that well in order to basically clean it out and put what they're going to call the permanent cap on there. They're promising there will not be much of any leakage of oil coming out. We don't know. Over the last week, we have gotten videos posted to YouTube showing not only obvious oil leaking from the current cap in these large high-pressure spurts, but we're seeing more and more videos surface of methane hydrate and petroleum seeping up from the entire ocean floor in the region. Now, just because you're not seeing it all come out of a huge pipe in one big, gigantic photogenic plume doesn't mean the oil is stopped. The concern all along, going all the way back to July 15th, has been that we know the pipe and well casing on that big, that blown-out well was venting to the rock strat about 1,000 feet down, possibly two more locations even deeper. And so by capping the well, it's simply driving the oil and gas out into the surrounding geological strata, the formation, they like to call it. And eventually, it's going to come to the surface, it's going to work its way up, and it's going to just seep up. So whether you've got one big pipe spewing out all this oil in one place where you can see it, or if you're seeing it seep up a little bit and a little bit and a little bit for a couple of square miles around the area, you still have a major, major problem. And whereas you might be able to somehow find a way to stop the wellhead from leaking, when you've got several square miles of ocean floor seeping up oil and methane, there's really no way to stop that. You know, that's a dead-end disaster scenario here. Up near Naples, Florida, not Italy, their water testing is showing chemical compounds coming from Corexit 9527. And as if that wasn't bad enough, way over in Wyoming, federal authorities are now warning residents living near the gas drilling sites there to not drink the tap water any longer because apparently there is some kind of a subterranean contamination going on there as well. The entire oil and gas infrastructure has fallen apart out of neglect. And again, that goes right back to the Minerals Management Service and the federal government's responsibility. They're so busy running around the world killing brown people for Israel that they forgot to take care of this country, which is the job that they're supposed to be doing. And if we don't have good tools, if we don't have good infrastructure, we can never possibly ever make the money to pay back all the debt the government has run up in the last several years. So it's just, you know, talk about the rock and the hard place here. All right, I want to kind of get over a little bit. I just got an off-air comment. Caller off-air says that it was a production platform and not a rig that exploded. Yeah, when it first happened, it was announced that it was an oil rig explosion. It was later announced that it was, in fact, a production platform. What is the difference? Well, the rig does the original drilling to create the well. Then once they get the well and they set it up, then it's considered a production platform, as in oil and gas are coming up the pipes to the platform from which it is either rerouted through additional pipes to the shore or offloaded onto tankers or however they're doing it. So this was a production platform, and that's why from the damage that we're seeing, there is a mile-long slick already forming around this around the platform here. All right, getting back into ClimateGate, obviously this is back in the news because of yesterday's incident over at the Discovery Building with James Lee, who is a known eco fanatic, published his manifesto, has led several protests, had actually pitched an idea for a show on global warming hysteria to the Discovery Channel and was turned down. Now, I've pitched shows to studios and I've been turned down. Going into their lobby with a bomb is not really the proper response. It will get you talked about. It looks terrible on a resume, and you will not get that next call to come in for a pitch session. So that's definitely not the way to do it. But what is really rather interesting is in reading his manifesto, you know, even the even the Cliff Notes version, where he's ranting and raving about how humans are, you know, we're a pestilence upon the earth, and we've got to protect the little warm, fuzzy critters and the little feathered friends and the fishies and all the, and humans are bad and humans have to go. And as I was talking about yesterday, there seems to be a lot of self-hatred that expresses itself through environmental extremism, where the view is that a dam on a river built by beavers for beavers' purposes is part of nature, but a dam built by humans for human purposes on that same river is not. And I think that's an absolutely ridiculous point of view. And like I said, you know, I like nature, what little, you know, here and there. I like nature. I think we should take care of our natural resources, and we should preserve diversity of the environment. But the bottom line is we're all part of nature. I'm part of nature. This computer that you're listening to this show on is part of nature because we, the human animal, built it. And we are tool users by our nature. We evolved to be tool users. We're not the only ones. Chimpanzees will modify sticks to get termites out of mounds. Egyptian turkey vultures will use rocks to open the eggs they steal from other birds. And on and on and on and on. Other animals are primitive tool users. We're a little bit more advanced, but that doesn't mean that we're any less a part of nature. So getting past that, what is really interesting, though, in listening, or rather in reading Lee's manifesto and screed, we've heard it before. This is not new, and it's not unique. Much of it has come right out of a book called Earth in the Balance, written by Al Gore. And at the time it came out, it was considered very extremist rhetoric about the threat to nature of the human animal. And of course, it was picked up by, you know, by Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. There was a copy of Al Gore's book in his little cabin there from which he was building his bombs and sending them out into the world. And so what we have here is Al Gore's view of humanity's place on planet Earth is basically it is finding a resonance among some very mentally unstable people. It's kind of like this idea that, you know, all of the assassins who went out and killed people and there was always a copy of Catcher in the Rye in their personal library. Well, we got to start finding out who's got Earth in the balance and keep an eye on these people. Because this seems to be the source of a lot of this hysteria where these people stand up and they view themselves as some kind of revolutionaries or resistance fighting for planet Earth against the evil human beings. Well, I'm a human being and I'm not evil. There are evil human beings, I will grant you. Most of them are in Washington, D.C. Be a good target for an asteroid or for Hurricane Earl. But the bottom line is we are as much a part of nature as the mosquitoes and the cockroaches and the octopus and the fluffy bunny rabbits and the cute little butterflies that everybody likes. And, you know, have you ever noticed that there's a lot of chauvinism in the environmental movement? I mean, we think squirrels are cute, furry, fluffy animals that we make cartoons about, and rats are just, ooh, they're rats, you know. And what's the difference between a squirrel and a rat? That cute, fluffy tail. And that's it. There's a lesson there. Packaging is important. The only difference between a rat and a squirrel is that fluffy tail. And look how people's reactions change to it. So the bottom line is that we don't approve of what James Lee did at the Discovery Channel. We are very alarmed that there may be other people out there with a similar self-hate seeking expression who are reading Al Gore's book, Earth in the Balance. And they get into this fanatical hysteria that they and they alone can save the planet Earth by blowing up coal plants or refineries or whatever. And what are the mischief they're going to do? We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're still following the story about this latest oil explosion in the Gulf. The official story we're getting from the corporate media is the owners of the platform, and the photos they're showing are showing that the fire seems to be getting worse on board the platform. But the official story is that what they think has happened is one of the what are called separation tanks on the production platform may have caught fire and ruptured and dumped its load into the ocean, and that is the source of the sheen that we're seeing around the well, and it's only about 1,000 barrels, and so it's no big deal. And it would be wonderful if that's true. But if you remember back when the Deepwater Horizon exploded and sank, the nonstop song and dance damage control spin that we got from British Petroleum and Transocean and the corporate media all the way up to Barack Obama and that dip in the Gulf that wasn't even in the Gulf, we don't know who we can trust to tell us what's really going on out there. And so we're just going to have to wait for this situation to evolve and see what happens. Now, getting back to James Lee's adventures in Discovery Land yesterday, and yes, it is a shame that he died in that situation, but, you know, I don't think the police really had much choice in that situation. People are reading his manifesto. It's all over the web, and they're basically saying, wow, this shows the kind of people that fell for that whole global warming hoax, and it does to an extent. But I wanted to point out something that Lee's screed about drastic human population reduction is also not new, okay? Because back when Richard Nixon was in office, then Secretary of State Henry Kissinger issued a study called National Security Study Memorandum 200, which called for drastic human population reduction, just mostly in other people's countries. And this was actually implemented for a while as official U.S. strategic policy, where programs for population control were being funded in third world countries, because we didn't want those pesky third worlders growing up and using up all those natural resources that our corporations were going to need down the road to make iPods and stuff with. And where it got to be kind of ugly, and the reason why Gerald Ford ultimately rescinded this as national policy, there were several scandals in which the World Health Organization was caught concealing covert sterilization inside what were ostensibly free typhoid vaccinations. The reason it first became suspicious is this particular typhoid vaccination program involved three injections to women over the course of a couple of months. And there's already a very effective typhoid vaccination that is a single shot. One shot, boom, you're in, you're out, that's it. No more. And so people got suspicious about why there were three shots over an extended period of time. And they did an analysis and discovered that what was actually in the syringes, yeah, there was a typhoid vaccine in there, but there was also a medication that would trick the women's body into viewing pregnancy as an infection. And, of course, the immune response would kick in, there'd be a miscarriage, and the women were permanently sterilized without their permission. And so the program was rescinded. Now, I will be the first person to admit that population is a problem. And it's always going to be a problem because sex is a lot more fun than dying. But I bridle at the idea of any one government or any one corporation or any one individual arrogating to themselves the right to decide for other people whether they should or should not be allowed to have offspring. Now, we all rightly decry Adolf Hitler's race hygiene program in Germany in the 1940s. We need to remember he got his inspiration from the American eugenics movement of the 1930s, where people were being sterilized against their will because they were undesirable in some rather arbitrarily defined way or not. So we need to understand that as offensive as we might find James Lee's manifesto, it is hardly alien to U.S. government policy. But obviously, James Lee's rather desperate attempt to force his agenda on everybody else has underscored the fact that a great deal of force has already been exerted to force this agenda on the entire world. And the whole human-caused global warming hoax is beginning to unravel even more rapidly. And Mother Nature continues to stick her tongue out at Al Gore and the rest of them. Let's see. Record low temperatures for the date were tied Wednesday at Los Angeles International Airport and Oceanside in San Diego County. We are seeing, again, record low, as in cold, temperatures being set across the globe. Nature magazine finally did a story about the Bolivian fish kills in the Amazon, where the weather was so cold, the fish were freezing to death in the rivers. And it is a major environmental disaster for the Bolivians, because they rely on those fish stocks in the lakes, in the rivers, to feed themselves. And now they've got a major, major food shortage down there. Arctic sea ice projections have been revised upwards. In other words, the ice caps are not melting. They're not going away. The hard data is finally in. The dire prognostications of Al Gore and his ilk, once again, have been proven to be absolutely wrong. Remember, okay, here comes the music, and we're going to take another break. We'll be back with a longer segment of the show. Call in 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Put up the little volume there. Aloha. Welcome back to the show here. There's just too many buttons around here to keep track of. My goodness here. All right. So we're back here. We're talking about global warming, or actually the lack thereof, the hoax that was perpetrated on the entire world to trick us out of carbon taxes. It's fallen apart. Arctic ice is not going away. We're getting record cold temperatures. We had a harsh winter earlier this year in the northern hemisphere, just finishing a really harsh winter down there in the southern hemisphere. And the data continues to pile up. And the corporate media, which has been carrying the water, or actually more accurately, the ice, for the global warming hoax, is finally beginning to pull back. As the evidence continues to pile up, the corporate media is finally beginning to admit what we have been telling you all along. The evidence just isn't there. The London Times recently said Britain's premier scientific institution is being forced to review its statements on climate change after a rebellion by members who question mankind's contribution to rising temperatures. The bottom line is, this was not science, it was a hoax to sell you a carbon tax and to sell you green products. And just to give you a little example here, I've got this show clock up on the wall, and I had to put a new face on it. Because of the RBN schedule being different than my predecessor network. And I got this tape from the office supply that said green, environmentally friendly. It's also not sticky. And so this tape might be wonderful for the birds and butterflies and fish, but my clock face keeps falling off. And by the way, little less humorous situation. Remember the Columbia shuttle accident where the Columbia was destroyed by a piece of foam that came off the external tank and struck the wing? The reason that never happened before then, environmental activists had gone to NASA and complained about the chemical makeup of the external tank foam and the adhesive used to fix it to the tank. Now, never mind that all of these elements burn up in the atmosphere following the launch. The environmentalists said, you've got to use environmentally friendly glues. And so NASA said, oh, all right, we'll change glue and we'll use the environmentally friendly glue. And it turned out to be not as strong and bonding as the glue that had been used on all previous shuttle missions. So you got to be very careful. People come out and they say, oh, you got to use this. It's environmentally friendly. It may be environmentally friendly. It may not do the job you need. I remember down some years back, the camera store in the building I was working in on Final Fantasy were selling these environmentally friendly batteries, and they were twice as expensive as regular batteries, and they lasted about one quarter as long. But we were supposed to just go along with higher price and poor performance because it was good for planet Earth. And when you finally looked at the contents of the batteries, it was just as toxic as any other kind. It's just green is a sales tactic to get your green out of your pocket and into theirs. A lot of green products don't work. A lot of green products are not even really that green. Look at that scandal at Great Britain where they've got all these windmills that were built with huge taxpayer subsidies, and most of them are put in areas that don't have enough wind to actually do anything. It's just about money and politics and so forth and so on. All right, I've got one more comment, and then we got somebody waiting on the phone line here, and that's about this concept about consensus. I put up an article at whatreallyhappened.com. Every time you hear the word consensus, the red lights ought to be going off, because this article goes back and it looks over the last, you know, a couple of decades at all the times we were told there was a consensus of scientific opinion about something, only to find out it was absolutely completely fraud. The consensus was a manufactured public relations tactic to convince you of A when B was actually what was going on. One example, saccharin. We all got this huge song and dance about the consensus of scientific opinion was that saccharin caused cancer. And we said, oh, we got to get rid of saccharin. What do? Well, we'll go to aspartame. And then we find out after the fact that saccharin is not a carcinogen. It was officially removed from the list of cancer-causing agents in 2000. And now we know aspartame has all kinds of negative health consequences. But it was all about politics and money. The people who wanted to sell aspartame, Don Rumsfeld, spread a bunch of money around scientists saying, well, we've got to get rid of saccharin, you know, as a competition, as a competing product. So we'd better find a way to demonize them. Say, oh, yes, it's, you know, when we feed 50 pounds of saccharin to a rat, it died. Well, with 50 pounds, yeah. And basically the same stuff that we saw with the global warming hype. And it goes out in the media, and the media says, oh, yes, saccharin is bad. You got to go buy Don Rumsfeld's product instead. And so we all went over with Don Rumsfeld's product, and we actually got something that cost more, was actually more harmful for us. And saccharin is still being sold in the stores. It's all PR and spin and lie and deception, and that's what was happening. So I have one comment I wanted to put here. And it has to do with right and wrong. The consensus, opinion in our society is the majority is always right, because we believe in a principle of democracy and majority rule, which doesn't always work out because as soon as the majority get together, they take something away from the minority. But I digress. The reality is the majority is not always right. It is very rarely right. It's usually behind the curve. Before the majority can be right, one person must be right. And as long as that one person is right, standing alone for truth against the onslaught of approved opinion being hurled at them, then that one person is right and everybody else is wrong. The majority are always in a state of catching up to those who actually are right, whether it's about saccharin or climate gate or the JFK assassination or 9/11, new development there we're going to be talking about later in the show, ultimately even the Big Bang theory. There are individuals who know what is true, and the majority are still clinging to the approved myths they were fed by the corporate media. We need to grow past that. One of the sad realities about life in the United States is that our academic environment has ceased to be about inquiry and research, and instead is merely a mechanism of indoctrination of the approved official myths. And the awarding of a college degree is no longer evidence of achievement, but merely a guarantor of conformity, that the holder of that degree promises not to rock the governmental or academic boat or corporate boat in exchange for tenure and wealth and position. And that is one of the reasons why we have lost our technological lead to the rest of the world. We are clinging as hard as we can to a governmentally approved past, and we are blinded to the future potentials. So, a lot of careers are going to fall with ClimateGate, as well they should. As well they should. All right, we're going to take a break from this stuff and go to the phones. Mike in Michigan, aloha. Mike, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. And I was just wondering what your thoughts on that new Mideast peace discussions, talks that are going on in D.C. today. I was thinking about those Hamas shootings. I guess they took responsibility.
They're not Hamas. No, they didn't. And this is interesting because I actually put up a compare and contrast at whatreallyhappened.com, where I put up the story from the Telegraph where the headline says Hamas takes credit for shootings, and the slug line says Hamas takes credit for the shooting. And then when you read the actual text body of the story, there's nothing in there about Hamas taking credit for the shootings. When you go over to the Reuters story, the Reuters story says Hamas approved of it being done, but denied responsibility. So again, I presume that the same thing has been going on in Great Britain that's been going on here in the United States. Israel hands out millions of dollars to the corporate media to report the stories in a way that favors Israel. And obviously with these shootings, Netanyahu is basically saying, we are not going to grant any concessions because of the shootings. How convenient.
Very convenient.
You know, yeah, and the settlement construction is continuing. The Palestinians are losing their homes. And all Abbas is going to do is sit there and say, yes, I agree that we need to protect the settlers from the Palestinians whose homes are being destroyed.
I guess my I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah. I guess my main question to you is, how do you see, at what point do you see this, like, ending over there? Now, I realize that they're annexing the land every day, and eventually there will be none left. My guess is, at some point, it would become politically unfeasible for them to take all of it. So I'm asking you what your thoughts are on when this is all going to eventually end. I mean, how long can they keep antagonizing their neighbors, as weak as they are? But still, there's got to be trade and relations done with these countries. And at what point...
First of all, Israel is not weak. Everybody knows Israel has nuclear weapons, and
right.
They have no reason to stop taking other people's lands. You know, they've already indicated they want the Eretz Israel described in the Bible. All the land from the Nile to the Euphrates. That's what the two stripes on the Israeli flag represent. The Euphrates River and the Nile River, and they're not going to be happy until they get all of that. And as long as the United States is there to pay all the bills and spill all the blood on behalf of Israel, Israel has no reason to stop. But I'll tell you this, when the United States government collapses, when the economy collapses, and the U.S. is not there to be, you know, big bully brother behind Israel, nuclear weapons or not, that's when all the other nations in the area are going to come in and they're going to scrape out Tel Aviv like a hollow gourd.
Well, don't you think the eventual answer is a one-state solution with the Palestinians' birth rates exceeding those of Jewish birth rates and making it a democratic state as they claim to be?
Well, that's why Israel will never allow that to happen, because the instant they allow a one-state solution and full democracy, the Palestinians are going to vote the Israelis out of power. You know, that's why Israel is acting like an apartheid state. They are a minority in their own, well, it's not even their own land. They've been stealing it from the Palestinians, you know, ever since the end of World War II. But they're never going to allow a one-state solution. What they want is all the land and for the Palestinians to either die or go someplace else.
Well, thank God Mahmoud Abbas is out there in Washington, D.C. defending the Palestinian people's rights.
Are so weak.
what do you think about that? I mean, the democratically elected government isn't there negotiating. I mean,
Right. And that's another reason they had these shootings to blame on Hamas, was to silence anybody saying Hamas should be at the meeting. No, Hamas can't be at the meeting. They're nothing. They forcefully over. I mean, it's just the constant lies. And like I said, we caught the Telegraph doing it. The original story does not say Hamas took credit for the killings. That was
and nine,
added.
Nine out of ten readers won't catch that. Even I had to read it three times before it sunk in. And I'll tell you, it's. And then there was another article that had a list of atrocities and bombings that occurred just, you know, at the most opportune time for a fascist state like Israel to claim self-defense when they became stern at the negotiating table. But I was just wondering where you think the end game is on this. I want the end game, not the most dire scenario, but where do you think this ends up and how long will it take for us to get there? Will they eventually get everything from the Euphrates to the Nile?
No, I don't think they will, because they certainly cannot go into Iran without Russia coming in on the other side there. And of course, you know, Israel would love it if the U.S. and Russia destroyed each other, or if the Christians and Muslims destroyed each other. Israel by itself really can't do much of anything. They couldn't even, you know, take Lebanon back in 2005. So their only path forward to larger world domination is to get their enemies always fighting each other and killing each other off and getting them out of the way. That's why this last week we had this big push, you know, to demonize Muslims, which, by the way, if you've noticed, it's faded from the news the last couple of days. They didn't get it to work. The American people were too smart for it. They saw through exactly what they were trying to do with that New York mosque, and they didn't go for it. So who knows? Maybe they'll blow up the Golden Gate Bridge or something.
Are you familiar with Al? let's hope not. Are you familiar with Albert Pike?
Well, they need to replace that bridge anyway. It's kind of past its lifespan.
Well, that'll kill two birds and help the economy, hopefully. But
that's
are you
right.
familiar with Albert Pike's late 1800 writings regarding World War III and how the Muslims and the Jews would end, or actually he coined it as political Zionism, will eliminate each other in the Third World War? And this is a man who wrote about the start of World War I, and he was looking at it from the point of view of, I guess, Freemasons or the Illuminati or the New World Order or whatever. But
I look at it from the point of view of greed.
Right, well, obviously. War is a racket.
Yeah, war is very much a racket. No, I very much see Israel constantly trying to get anybody that they see as competition for their designs to kill each other off. And, they couldn't get any traction with Iran as a nuclear threat. Then they tried to say, let's get the Christians and the Muslims hating each other. They didn't get that either. They're running out of cards to play. The reality is we could be seeing another false flag attack to kick off that war.
Yes, sir. Well, thanks for your time, Mike. Have a great day.
All right, same to you, and have a good holiday weekend here coming up if you don't call back in again.
Yep.
All right, as long as we're talking about the situation, Netanyahu's basically said, we're going to keep on building the settlements. In other words, nothing has really changed. This is a photo op. Netanyahu comes over, and he makes a really pretty speech, and it shows up in the American media, so that Obama can say, see, we're working for Mideast peace. And nothing will happen, just like the Camp David Accords, just like Oslo, a lot of speechifying, a lot of promises, and in the end, Israel still grabs more of the Palestinians' homes. Story broke today. Shin Bet is using electrocution on children to extract confessions. Last report is they have found the modern 8-year-old reincarnation of Adolf Eichmann. It's just a matter of voltage. You know, and these stories don't make it into the American press, because the American press, according to a U.S. Senate report, gets millions and millions of dollars from the government of Israel to only report news that favors Israel. This is why you got to go out and you got to dig and find the stuff for yourself. You really do. The corporate media is not here to inform you. It's here to trick you into thinking that you are informed without informing you. The corporate media exists to make you think you're educated without really educating you. The corporate media exists to make you think you have a choice, even though the powers that be have already removed any possible choices that might benefit you in the next election. This is why you need to basically, and most people are now, turn away from the corporate media and turn to the citizens' media, which includes you yourself. Learn to trust your own sensibilities, your own logic, your own education, your own grasp of the facts, and decide for yourself what's going on. That's freedom. To choose for yourself what you're going to think about anything and what is really important to you. And yes, I got an email from somebody who says, well, if everybody's doing their own analysis, they're going to make a lot of mistakes. Yeah, they will. But across the entire population, the individual mistakes will balance each other out, leading to some spirited debates. But it's a lot better than an entire population of 300 sheep trusting the talking head on the view screen as they lead us off into war and conquest and carbon taxes and dictatorship. Like I said, studying the Republicans and the Democrats right now, anarchy's looking really attractive. All right, so Anyway, getting on back here, you know, Israel is struggling. They're playing all the same old dirty tricks, and they're not getting the traction with it. They're not getting the traction with it. People are understanding that Israel exists by trickery and deception and lie. And I think what is really good for all of us is that they're still trying to play the game by the rules that used to work for them. They're not able to evolve to the new reality of a global interactive flow of information. And as a result, I'm in agreement with a lot of those writers who are saying that Israel, as it is presently constituted, is doomed to collapse. I know there are a lot of people in Israel, like Steve over at Desert Peace, who have a much better vision for a peaceful, cooperative Israel that is friendly with its neighbors. And I think they'll prevail in the new Israel. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones. John in West Virginia. John, welcome to the show. I hope you got your windows boarded up tight here because Earl is on its way in.
Hey, Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, you know, a lot of this 9/11 debunking going back and forth and all, and I see that in the congressional testimony, the transportation fellow claimed that there was an aide taking orders down in the pod. To your knowledge, Has anybody ever figured out who that aide was that was taking the certain order from Vice President Cheney?
Yeah. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I know they nailed that down. Actually, the aide was not identified, but the witness who testified before Congress was one of the minor officials. I'm blanking on his name, but I know that's documented at my website. I'll hunt that down and put it up.
Leon Panetta, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Panetta.
Well, it seems like that aide would have an awful lot of validity to some of these stories.
Which is a very good reason for the government to pretend he doesn't exist. Old Chinese proverb, never ask a question you don't want to have the answer to. Good example of that would be the Odigo situation. When Odigo got those warnings that the attacks were coming before the planes had even left the ground, they caught the IP address of whoever sent that message to them, and they turned it over to the FBI. And once it was in the hands of the FBI, it evaporated. We don't want to know where that message came from. That might be, unless it's Osama bin Laden's iPad, we don't want to know where it came from.
That warned a lot of people to stay away from that building. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. And there, Odigo is the really documented case of the warnings going out. There was a lot of anecdotal evidence for others. Still other interesting things is those three planes that were involved. The four planes that were involved were all flying way, way under normal loading for passenger flights. They were like at one-third of their normal loaded capacity, and that was also another very unusual situation. So one thing I would like to point out, we've all seen the video of World Trade Center 7 collapsing straight down into its own footprint. Well, apparently that's always been an edited clip where there was something that happened before the clip that nobody knew about. Well, the unedited clip is now out. It got released in response to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, and it's on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Please go look at it, because we're seeing an additional minute ahead of the collapse of World Trade Center 7 where we see the penthouse on the top drop down first to start the collapsing sequence, and you can clearly hear the explosion that initiates the collapse of World Trade Center 7. So it is unquestionable now. There was an explosion inside the building that began the collapsing sequence. It is a controlled demolition. And that video is out there. Please take a look at it. And as far as I'm concerned, not that I needed any more proof that this was a false flag staged terror attack to kick off a new century of warfare against the rest of the planet. But this is just one more indicator that the official story is just full of nonsense. Remember, the official U.S. government report on 9/11 does not even mention Building 7 because they have no explanation for it whatsoever.
Well, I thought coming up on the 10-year anniversary of that...
Nine-year
date that all these filmmakers have, they've pursued a lot of military people and gotten a lot of information. It just seems like finding that aid would be an awfully convincing thing for people that still don't believe that it was other than what the government had told them. So I know you checked into a lot of it, and if you'd ever come across any film or anything where somebody got a hold of that aid.
All right, we got to let you go. We got to take a break here for commercials. I'm going to respond to this after we come back from the break. Stay tuned and aloha.
With recent